This, then, he does with regard to languages, demonstrating that they not only strip away glory, but also bring shame to those who possess them in the eyes of the non-believers. Whereas prophecy, conversely, is both free from disgrace among non-believers and holds a high degree of credibility and usefulness. No one will refer to those who prophesy as being insane, nor will anyone ridicule them. Rather, they will be amazed and admire them. As he is corrected by all, that is, the thoughts in his mind are exposed and displayed to everyone. Now, it is not similar to someone walking in and observing one individual speaking Persian and another speaking Syriac. Rather, it's like someone entering and hearing the secrets of his own mind, whether he enters with a deceitful and malevolent intention or genuinely, or that such an event has occurred involving him and another has been planned. This is much more profound and beneficial than the other scenario. Hence, even though he claims you are insane in regard to languages, he does not insist on this on his own account, but because of their judgment. They will say that you are insane, he says, while here he refers to both the reality of the situation and the judgment of those who benefit from it. For he is corrected by everyone, he says. He is judged by everyone. And this is how the secrets of his heart become apparent, whereby he will fall on his face and worship God, confessing that indeed God is in your midst. Do you see that this does not allow for multiple interpretations? How in the first situation there could be doubt over what is happening, and occasionally a non-believer might attribute it to insanity, but here there will be none of that. Instead, he will be astonished and worship, first professing with his actions, followed by his words. Similarly, Nebuchadnezzar revered God, declaring, "Indeed, your God, it's he who reveals secrets, since you could disclose this secret." Do you see the power of prophecy and how it transformed that brutal individual, brought him into education, and led him to faith?